Are you ready for an online-only future? Hello and welcome to Modern Toy Fair. I'm your host, Mr. Modern Toy Fair, and I'm joined by the man known as Bearded Spice, the man that Modern Toy Fair has full custody over, the man that Optimus Prime popped and refuses to stop, the Twilight Knight, the Master of Mac, the three-pump chump of taking the show off the rails, Nate.
What's up?
And we are also joined by a very special guest. He is the consumer of all things vile. He is one of the former co-hosts of Figuratively Speaking podcast, Corey. He is going to be filling in for Jamar while he is out on paternity leave. How are you guys doing this week?
Fantastic.
I'm good as well.
Awesome.
I'm excited to see. I mean, not that you aren't a familiar face, but it's nice to see a face that I haven't seen as recently.
That's fair. I'm not gonna be hurt because at the beginning we say full custody for a reason.
Yeah.
All right. So we are here to discuss. Last week we talked about how McFarlane has taken some liberties online with exclusives and upcharges and stuff, which led me into this topic, which is with toy sales at a ridiculous, like, all-time low. And people like McFarlane going to online and Hasbro Pulse already existing, the possibility of an online-only future for collecting where you don't have these brick and mortars carrying the collectible, like, action figures anymore. And if that's something that, like, we're, like, down for, or if it's something that could kill the hobby. So let's guess first. Corey, where do you stand on this?
Me first? Well, having some time to think about it, our generation really is the toy collectors, right? I mean, the ones behind us are doing less and less. Like, I have two younger kids of my own, and they have no desire to collect things like that. Like, my son is probably upstairs right now on his VR headset, you know. The collectibles, I think, will start to trend off, and it's a bummer. But I think it is a generational thing that I didn't really notice until kind of fairly recently, you know. There's like, oh, not every kid is going to grow up like we did, you know. It's just a thing that will kind of fade away. I think online only is definitely going to be where it's at. You might still have, you know, the specialty shops in NECA aisles in Target, but really, like, the toy departments are going to be going through crazy changes, because as of right now, I don't think they really know what kids of today want at all. Like, like, what do they want? I can't even answer that, and I have kids. So
healthcare.
It's gonna be a weird couple of decades coming up.
You brought something interesting up already, and that is NECA. So what if an alternative would be that they just go to how NECA is? Because NECA at Target is a vendor program. NECA fronts all the money for that. Target just takes a cut for when things sell. That's why it never goes to clearance. It just kind of usually sits there. They have to have the reps go and, like, stock it. Do you think that's something that Hasbro or Mattel or any of that would even be willing to do?
Would they be willing to do such a thing, pay Target for that space or however that works? I like to think of the Target or the NECA aisle similar to how they're doing. I don't know if you guys pay attention to, like, the other parts of Target, but, like, the Ulta Beauty. Ulta Beauty has pretty much gotten rid of, or is in the process of getting rid of, all of their brick and mortar stores and going into Targets and having their own, like, legitimate space in the Target. And so I see this transition of Targets themselves becoming almost like a mini mall of different companies, you know, coming together. And a couple of years back, I remember Disney getting ready to buy space and making, like, a small little Disney store in Targets, but I don't know what ever happened to that. So I don't know. I don't know if Hasbro or Mattel or any of them would be willing to do such a thing, just because they're like a bigger, you know, they're definitely a bigger presence than NECA, but I don't know. NECA has that, they're a weird company in themselves because they have, you know, backing from kind of silent partners. You know, they own costumes.com. They have all these other things that they, that exist in their repertoire. So I don't really know. That would be a thing for Hasbro to even think about.
Nate?
I disagree with everything he said.
That's how I fear this entire episode was going to go. Was,
no,
it's
no,
just like our old podcast.
Yeah, that's... no, I actually agree with a lot of what you're saying. Because, like that is... Like, a lot of people don't realize this, but that is why Best Buy still exists. Mm-hmm. Is because these companies didn't let them. So, essentially, they bought out. Yeah, like they bought out space in it. That's why you go in there now and there's an Apple store and there's a Samsung shop and there's a Sony area and all this
Microsoft
stuff.
Yeah,
it's all vendor supported Whirlpool. And paid for, because these companies don't want the online future, because they do want a showroom.
Mm-hmm.
And so they help foot the bill for that. And so I definitely could see that being the case. I see like a couple of different things in this scenario, but I definitely see it happening, because Corey's absolutely right. This, you know, maybe up to like, you know, 20 years younger than us, maybe. And I'm talking Corey and I, you know, maybe 20 years younger than us. That's kind of the end. You know, guys in their like mid-20s. I think I am.
And that's just me going by the analytics of our videos. Yeah, like the demographic for toy YouTube alone is
I'm saying that's like probably the youngest at
like
this point.
30 to 45.
Because they're not interested in expressing their fandom in that way. Like my kid is now 18 and he doesn't express himself in a lot of things. He'll get like one thing to represent something.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Where we don't I have to have all of this where he just has one thing and it's like, that's cool. It doesn't even have to be an action figure. It's whatever, like, you know, whatever. So I definitely agree. Like, it is dropping away. Now there's always going to be kids that want toys,
mm-hmm.
you know, but what kids want and what we want are two absolutely different things. So I can see, you know, Hasbro moving to like a vendor supported Target rented area, but that would be for, you know, Mattel to have Barbie and for Hasbro to have, you know, all their games and like, I guess Transformers in some capacity, even if it's not an action figure, because that's kind of just at this point an evergreen line for kids as well. I don't know what their big girls thing is.
Bratz dolls, maybe?
Is that Hasbro?
That's Mattel. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No,
I don't know if Hasbro really has anything that's directed towards like girls.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't
specifically
know. But it's probably because just Mattel has such a just chokehold on it. But I definitely could see, you know, that being the case, and then you have like the NECA area, and maybe Hasbro has a small collector area, you know, but they send a couple of cases or whatever, but it's maybe just like that thing they're introducing now with this Mandalorian and Darth Vader figure that they're going to like keep out there for a little bit, because those are the most popular characters. Maybe that's the kind of thing they keep in the Target store. Everything else is online, whether or not Target will even be involved in that, or if it's just going to be direct. Maybe Hasbro has like, hey, these are the Target and the Walmart figures. You have to go to Pulse for everything else. But what I don't think that collectors are going to understand is that if that's the way it goes, we are going to see even less new stuff. It is going to be more and more reuse, because the market is going to continue to shrink.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And I also, because we've talked about this a lot, Corey, like how much better can this stuff get? And I know like in the mid-2000s, we thought G.I. Joe was never going to get better than those spy troops. But somehow they survived, and they were even better.
Don't look at those.
Yeah. No,
they look terrible.
They're not good. Oh, and I have a ton of them because I do love them. I love them. They're not good. So yeah, like I just, you know, and how many times can we get the same stuff remade on us? Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just me looking around my room, I'm like, pretty much got everything I want at this point. You know, I have weird lists of which Marvel characters I would still buy as a Marvel Legend, because there's a lot of them coming out now where I'm like, I don't need Extreme Namor. Sorry. I just don't.
Yeah. You know, you don't want the Dread Namor?
No. I mean, even with my love for 90s comic books, that's one where I'm like, nah, I don't. I'm good with that, you know. You could make any of the Toy Biz era action figures again. You could make Cruel from the X-Men. I have no idea who that guy is, but I would definitely buy another action figure of him just to have him again. But yeah, so I'm kind of at my tipping point where I'm like, I got everything. I have every character that I care about in plastic representation. So I'm not sure where to go from here. So
See, I do agree that, you know, obviously this younger generation doesn't collect like we do. And at the same time, that could be a mix of two things. That could be just the fact that, you know, a lot of them are raised on technology. It could also be like a sign of the collectors not passing on that, like our parents did. Like me and Nate discussed in our Patreon only episode this past week, we had kind of revelations of like our collecting habits were molded by how our parents like had our, like our toys as a kid. With like, with me, I am constantly recycling things out to get new stuff, because as a kid I was raised like, you have to throw some stuff in a garage sale to get some money if you want new stuff when it's not a holiday or a birthday. And Nate was the opposite. His dad was like, you need to keep this and appreciate it. And here he is with everything as you can imagine in that basement. So that could also be it, is the collectors aren't being involved in raising that next generation of collectors. And also the fact that they don't have the cartoons like we did, like in the 90s and 80s, cartoons were there to sell toys.
Mm-hmm.
Now it doesn't seem that way. Like they have toys, but it doesn't seem like it. The point is that.
And well, it's not. Yeah. Cause like it used to be, they were called like, they were tie-ins to either the show or, you know, whatever. And certain Star Wars properties over the last few years, when their show came on, you know, was we got pre-orders for a figure that was going to come out in a year after the show was over. Like, it's so changed. Like, it's just not. Like, people, like, get mad. Like, I think it's funny. People online will just be like, oh, why can't it be like this? And they'll have a picture of, like, you know, the Revenge of the Sith toy launch in 2005. And it's just like, because that time just doesn't exist anymore. Because Toys R Us isn't here. Yeah. Like, unfortunately, there's not as much of us. You can blame Disney all you want for that, but a lot of people moved on for whatever reason. We didn't, and it's fine. I'm in therapy 3 times a week for it anyway. So you do what you got to do.
As far as this like Best Buy model, I could maybe see Mattel paying to have a Barbie section and Hasbro for their board games. I maybe even Hasbro having like a small area, like how the Targets have that little like weird section with like the like random shelves. I can see them paying to have like a section, a part of that, that has like the little kids, like those things that you love, Nate, the 12-inch tall figures.
Oh, the shampoo bottles.
The shampoo bottles, yes. Yeah. I could see them paying to have those there. But I'd see action figures, you know, being thrown to the wayside, because those are more expensive, and ultimately it's not really what like kids want. So right. Why have
to deal
that
with
there?
Dudes like us?
Yeah,
that are like on Brickseek. It says you guys have 4 of them.
Listen,
could you go in the back and look? If you take that personally, because I know like 1/3 of us just did. It's all good. I understand. I know how to say that because I've said it.
I hate you so much.
I feel like that sounded like me. That's how
it was a little bit. I felt like he was pretending to be you while he attacked me. Is what's happening right now.
No. It's one of those ones where you go through one to get to the other. But yeah, because I will tell you, the one thing that won't go away, because it is what kids want, because it's what kids want, it's what adults want, it's what adults want for their kids, is Lego. And I don't know how long that'll last, but it has been pretty consistent now for like almost 25 years. Mm-hmm. Like, Lego's been around a lot longer.
Oh yeah, so Lego's way older than 25 years. What the fuck are you talking about?
But it hit its real stride in collectability and popularity like 25 years ago, and it's only gotten, I think, even more so. Because now Target like carries all these like really deluxe, expensive collector sets.
And meanwhile, Hasbro's like, I can't sell before. A $100 car at
right.
Target.
Exactly.
So since you wanted to attack me like that, I am gonna say that if
it is, I mean, what I'm here for.
I'm not opposed to an online only future. Because like one of the blights of toy YouTube is, if you want to review something, if you aren't out within the first like however long after release, it's pointless to review it, because it's not gonna, like, people aren't gonna click it because they've already watched everyone else. So when you have inconsistencies with distribution and random shit like currently, which is why Nate's calling me out, I'm on the hunt for the Jaya Toys Street Fighter Ken figure. I've been to countless Targets. I've had a couple of Targets literally have cases that they opened that morning and someone beat me to it. And I've also had them like tell me, oh, this store has, you know, X amount, where it's like, okay, there are cases of four, so like there's a chance. And then you get there and the employees are like, well, it's not located in the back, so we must not have it. I'm like, well, it's not on the shelf. You don't have anything on the shelf. You don't have, it says you have them. And then like, I've worked retail for over a decade. So I get it, but at least just fucking like go in the back and lie to me.
Yeah. And do a lap around the back.
Yeah. Like, go back there, play on your phone for a minute and come back and be like, sorry, I couldn't find
just
it.
Just make the effort.
Yeah. Make the effort to lie to me versus like there was one girl who, I wasn't even like being argumentative. I literally was just like trying to understand the math, because one Target gave me a number, told me that they had like seven. I get there and there was no employee back there, so I had to go find a lady who's in the clothing who showed they had two. But then this other girl got called over to help and she scanned the one on the shelf and it said they have three. So now we're up to five. And she's sitting there telling me, she's like, well, everything we have is out here. I'm like, clearly not, because your numbers are different. And then she's like, when we were at the two number, then the three on the shelf, she's like, oh, someone must have just bought one online, we just haven't picked it yet. So I'm like, your inventory takes it out before you like actually accept the shipment. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's weird, but okay. And but then at the same time, like, you can't order these on their fucking website. So I'm just like, don't argue with me. Don't like try to like be the I know better than you. Like, I don't give a shit. Just go in the back, sit on TikTok for a couple minutes and come back and tell me you couldn't find it. Like, that's not that much. It's less effort to do that than it is to try to like be like, well, I work here, so I know best.
I just paid the two bucks or whatever for Big Bad and threw it in my loot, and when it comes, it comes. I'm tired of looking for
I have it pre-ordered. I've had it pre-ordered since it got, like, it went up. But, again, with Target getting these random early shipments and, you know, Toy YouTube not being forgiving, I'm just like, well, I got to at least try. And it's been a fucking shit show.
That sure is a weird toy line. Like, did you see, like, all of the massive... play they had where they're like, yeah, here's 25 figures that we haven't come out yet with yet. It's like, wow, like, people would love to buy those.
Yeah, and the fact that the waves don't come out together, they like come out right in pieces, like it's very strange. But that's not,
I feel,
but
like they could have had full cases of Ryu too, just ship them and mm-hmm. people would have bought them. But that's just me.
Yeah. But yes, I'm not opposed to online feature, because then that kind of evens the playing field for everyone. It saves me the gas and the headache of going to retailers, and it saves the employees the headache of dealing with us. Like, it's a win across the board for everyone, except for the manufacturers, unfortunately.
Yeah. So therein lies, though, the other issue, and it kind of plays into some of the things that we didn't like about plastic-free packaging, is that we don't get to inspect. And that's always a danger when you buy online.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to forego that? Is it that much of a thing to you?
Yeah, because I can always return it.
Plastic-free packaging never bothered me like the rest of the collector community did. I mean, it really didn't. I mean, I would I buy stuff on Amazon pretty much all the time. You know, all Transformers are... other than the deluxe ones, you get one of the bigger ones. They were coming in boxes for a really long time, so it didn't really bother me all that much.
It never bothered me if I was buying online. It's when it was in retail that
sometimes I'd
pick up a box and I was like, this doesn't sound right. And I actually never had an issue, though. Like, anything I purchased, I personally never had an issue. I'm not saying it didn't happen, because mm-hmm. I saw a lot of things online, and I know of a few people that had some stuff swapped out of it. But I was pretty careful in inspecting feels and just shaking it, feeling it, you know.
Yeah,
there was some stuff that I specifically remember seeing on a shelf and being like, oh, wow, that's weird. This is here. And then feeling it and being like, oh, somebody definitely messed with it. But there are some things. I will say there's some things that I like just the packaging itself too, you know. If it's a plastic free package, it's got they have to do something else to it, and having like a graphic design background and liking art, you know, some of the newer lines that have to kind of go that extra step is neat to me. It's a whole, you know, another level of the collection.
I was really digging the end of the classified closed boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Moved away from the unmatching art, because I like the art, but I just didn't like how it wasn't uniform across the board. So when they were starting to do those pictures, because there was a lot of cool Easter eggs in those pictures too, which was fun.
Purely aesthetics for me, though, some of that like poppy art, I was like, mm-hmm. I didn't feel like it fit the line, you know, like it looked like there'd be like a piece of artwork that looked like a manga or some
cover
like
girl
Pokemon-esque, and I was like, you're selling these to military like connoisseurs who like fantasy as well, you know, like it just didn't those two things didn't mesh well in my head. But other than that, no, I was liking the you're talking about the ones that were pictured, the picture of the toy,
yeah,
but it was
render.
Like a cartoon. I like that a lot.
Yeah, those were really cool. There were so many cool little things in them.
Mm-hmm.
Just little nods to old stuff. It was cool.
Yeah, I
bringing it full circle with plastic-free packaging.
Right where this all blew up. I also never really ran into any issues. I'd seen some in stores, but most of my collecting habits are not very retail already. So the online future doesn't bother me as much. I enjoy, you know, finding something on the shelf and getting the excitement like that. It will suck to have that gone. But as we've discussed before, like there's that, you know, balance between this sucks. I can't find the shit I want ever because distribution's shit or it doesn't get put out properly or whatever. And, oh, I found it and now I'm excited because I found it in person. And usually it's more the latter, unfortunately. So my main line is MOFX. I have to buy those sight unseen all the time. So the pain app thing, like I always pre-order two just in case. So that way if something's broken or something and it was a popular one that sold out and they don't have replacements, I'm not SOL. And so like it's not a big deal to me to go to online only. If anything, I'm for it at this point, just because I'm tired of feeling the need to go to Target all the time.
Toy hunting used to be a lot more fun.
Yeah,
it was.
I mean, going to five stores and seeing the exact same like 20 items.
If that.
If that. But, you know, if we think back in the Spy Troop era of G.I. Joe, and like looking through, you know, a wave would have 20 different figure assortments of two mm-hmm. different figures. And just being able to like look through all of them and be like, I got Swamp Rat. I love that guy. You know, stuff like that. It's different to the point where I don't toy hunt like you guys do. Not half as much. Like one, I'll stop at like maybe a Target a week and just like see what's up. But like after work, but man, I can't, I'm just too tired. It's just not, doesn't work for me.
I feel it. I 100%. If it wasn't for like, there's a couple lines that I have to, like, it's not optional. And then there's the channel. And those are really the only things that keep me toy hunting, because NECA Turtles, unless I want to wait 6 years for them to do pre-orders and ship it to me, mm-hmm. I have to go to Target. And like the J.A. Toys line, I could wait, but because they sometimes show up early, I'm like, okay, well, I'm an impatient child and I have a YouTube channel, so let's go do that. Marvel Legends, once in a blue moon, there'll be something that like the Spider-Man wave that I was excited about. But again, like that's a fraction of what gets put in these stores, even though it gets clearanced out almost instantly and you then have just empty shelves everywhere.
I will say it, in my defense, I can do 90% of my toy hunting while I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
So, because otherwise, I don't. It's fine. She knows. Because I'm supposed to be at some of these places. So, that's generally when I do it. Like, if I have to stop at a Walmart, why wouldn't I go through the toy section? Yeah. Or if there's a Target next door, I definitely am going to go have to take a whiz there. And so,
I might as well. As our toy hunt videos will prove.
Yeah, definitely. That's the main reason for
that's
it.
One of my favorite ones is when you're like priorities and just.
So yeah, like I still love the idea of, but I still love like going to shows and meetups and things like that. And that will always continue because people are going to go ahead and buy this stuff online and then distribute it elsewhere and do that kind of stuff. So, you know, that's the hope, the dream. I think that it can sustain itself at least a little bit more on that kind of a model and still get some fun out of it.
I think as a community, we need to, you know, realize there's going to be a day where we are the old men kind of going to these flea markets and talking with each other and hanging out, like reminiscing about, you know, remember that time I found all those spy troops?
Yeah. Instead of like a model train show, instead at, you know, the grandpa's cheese barn, it'll have like, you know, import robot figure meat, you know, or something like that. Cause that's the modern day equivalent. I don't know, but it's something like that in at least another 20 years.
Yeah.
Oh man, so we're gonna wrap it up here, but I will say I could see it going online only, especially for like companies like Hasbro. They already have Hasbro Pulse, so and that would let them completely control the price point, so they could jack the price up to whatever they want, and it would just come down to the people who are willing.
And then
to
at least they could just be like, you know what, the bottom after under the price, it's just gonna say, what are you gonna do about it?
Yep.
Then you can just stop bitching. You can just be like, well,
they're honest at least.
I will say the one thing that will help online sales, stop announcing it a year in advance. Stop. McFarlane really has figured that part out because he doesn't say a word. Nothing gets, like, there are leaks, but nothing gets, like, really shown. And then just, like, one day he's just like, hey, this is up now. Like, and everybody's like, what, you know? So that stuff, I think that's like makes it actually more fun, you know?
It is, because we're never going to live in a time where we walk into a store and see something we've never seen before. Like, that's never going to happen again. But McFarlane's pretty close. He's like, hey, we got this new Batman out. And a week later, it's in the store. And you're like, holy shit, God was just holding this a week ago, and you didn't know about it until then.
Or sometimes it'll show up before he gets a chance to announce it, even.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it does, but...
Rarely, but sometimes, yeah.
Rarely, yeah.
I just think that is where my head is at, because it is way more fun than being like, oh, Grand Admiral Thrawn, oh, 2025.
Yeah.
I may be dead by then. You don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Listen, things are getting weird.
Things are getting weird all over this place.
So...
Well, that got dark. Well, on that note, Nate, would you like to read the Patreon input?
Yeah. I'll just say, first of all, Michael will have to have a different topic for next week, because if anybody is around from the Figuratively Speaking days, they might have missed out on not hearing Corey and I argue, because it was mostly like, yeah.
I agree. That was not what I expected this to go as is all. I was like, I'm not going to be able to get a word in edgewise, because you guys are going to be arguing the whole time.
We've grown. 12 minutes. For this, I was getting ready to put up my dukes.
Yeah, as you should. But yeah. All right. So, this particular. So am I doing the Patreon?
You're doing the Patreon input, not the podcast.
Input.
Podcast is at the end.
I heard you say something about wrapping up, and
yeah.
Woo, it's been a day. All right, let me get a drink, because I do these dramatically, of course. Yes.
He's very dramatic. So dramatic, I need a drink.
Oh yeah,
I, you know what? And now I think I need to drink as well.
You'll need a towel. All right,
am I gonna do a spit take?
Something.
All right, so first one's up from Christopher. Oh, I like this one. Is that future already here? I haven't seen anything at Target or any other physical store. Other than clearance Motu stuff, I don't collect. Ooh, deep cut, my friend. Maybe that's just my area stores when I visit my family in MD, Maryland. I have found things like the Lawson Turtle 4-pack.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah. All right. Next one's up from our good buddy, Suck My Taint. I know what you're talking about, buddy. We already do everything else online.
Oh, God.
Why buy shoes on Zappos online? Oh, we buy, not why buy. We buy dinner on DoorDash online. We even meet our girlfriends on OnlyFans. Why not also collect toys online? I'm curious if you're actually meeting girlfriends online.
Yeah,
OnlyFans.
Like, you realize that she's asking you for money... Every time that she flirts with you, she's probably not actually your girlfriend.
Yeah, you might want to look into that. Anyway, the next one is from Boogeyman 13.
He's got a lot of money. OnlyFans, DoorDash, and toys.
Right? I can't even fucking afford the grocery store, let alone DoorDash.
And he's a patron. So you know he's throwing up the mad stacks. Yep. Yep. All right. So, yeah, Boogeyman 13, big, bad toy store. Has been my go-to retailer for a couple of years now. Unless you're buying from the big three, Hasbro, Mattel, and Lego. Online is generally where you go now.
Not wrong.
He's not only a client, he's probably the president of Big Bad Toy Store.
Probably. I would not bet that they have to watch, because I get all my shit way earlier than...
Yeah, like me and Jamar don't. Yeah, that's so clearly someone's watching and making notes. Shit.
Sometimes I'll miss.
Also, Big Bad Toy Store is what I use.
Not a sponsor.
But if you'd like to be,
they
get at me.
They will not sponsor us because me and Jamar canceled too many pre-orders.
Free shipping.
First of all,
I don't address.
Yeah. We are a Nerdzoic podcast supporter here.
I did purchase things from Matt, so
yeah.
Yes.
I'm not just saying that because I'm currently doing some work for him. Anyway, let us know in the comments below where you stand on this. Are you on board for online only? Are you thinking that there's going to be some sort of pivot, like a Best Buy situation for retailers to keep toys? Or do you just not give a fuck and you're just like, if I get my toys, I get them. If not, I'll just quit collecting and save thousands of dollars a year. Let us know in the comments below.
That's the easiest way to save thousands of dollars a year.
Yeah, really.
And then just live a miserable life.
Yep. And pretty much. And if you enjoyed this video, though, please make sure to like and subscribe. It helps us out and gets you a bunch of toy related content in your feed. We've got reviews, how to pose videos, weekly live stream, weekly podcasts, weekly toy hunts, all sorts of stuff to check out. So go check those out. Greatly appreciate it. Man, getting tired. You can share those. What else we got? We got Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Modern Toy Fair. If you're already a fan of the channel and you'd like to help support us, you can go over to patreon.com/modern toy fair. We've got a bunch of different tiers of different rewards. You can add to the Patreon only input for the podcast. You can get episodes of the podcast and toy hunts early, and you can even get exclusive episodes of the podcast. Link will be in the description below. Corey, would you like to tell everybody where they can find you?
Instagram, Twitter. I'm on Threads now at Vile Consumption. If you just Google search, you'll find me.
Awesome.
All sorts of stuff I like to draw and play with action figures. So that's my life.
Lots of things that this audience would find nice.
Yes.
I think.
And I will have
fun toy packages and mashups and characters that you thought only you remembered. Corey has quite a memory for some.
The weirder, the better.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll make sure to have links in the description below for him. And Nate, what do you have for us this week?
So we've been kind of holding this back. We actually were keeping this a big secret. That's why we were off for a couple of weeks back at the end of December and into January. Because Michael and I went to Australia. So we have a brand new podcast that's coming out. It's an adventure podcast video series, if you will, where we went and visited our new patron, David, because that's the kind of content creators we are. We got a patron from Australia. We went, I've never been to Australia. Michael, have you been to Australia? Michael said, I've never been to Australia. And I'll handle
it. Oh, my bad.
Talking. So we went specifically to hang out with David. And when we got there, he was like, what the fuck? I did a free trial. I didn't know you guys were going to come to my house. You can't stay here. You need to go now. This is weird. But anyway, we learned all about the land down under while we were there. I might have kickboxed a kangaroo. Michael might have used his fingerless gloves to pick up venomous snakes. And we really ultimately learn whether toilets flush backwards and whether the plural of platypus is platypi or platypussies. So much more.
Fucking Christ. On that wonderful note, hopefully we see you next week. Same toy time, same toy fair channel. Thank you for watching.
To do it now.
All right. A huge thank you to our Patreon members. Is that what it is? Are they members or are they followers? Sukma Tank, Jason Miller, Kevin Hernandez, Aaron Samples, The 45th Lyric, Christopher, and last but not least, Boogeyman 13.